There's a fine line between fact and fiction in Joanna van der Vlut's writing. That's because the Chimanus author and illustrator uses personal work experience and also incorporates the significance of world events into the plot while crafting her stories. Van der Vlut, who turns 58 later this month, has just released her third novel, Spy Girls. It's another thriller that follows in the same vein as her debut novel, The Unraveling, and subsequent book Dealer's Child. Van der Vlut has a flair for this type of writing. She tried writing romance novels at one time but received notice from Harlequin that her talents might be better suited to another genre. They said, "Joanna, your story is too dark," quipped van der Vlut. It's just as well because she's found her niche with the books she's published so far. Chapters Woodgrove in Nanaimo is hosting a book signing with van der Vlut Saturday, March 16 from noon 3 p.m. and will be showcasing her previous two novels at the same time. Van der Vlut, whose maiden name is Shash, was born in Nanaimo and lived primarily in Lanceville with brief forays in Chase River and Ontario before graduating from Nanaimo District Secondary School in 1984. "As a child, I hated to read," she confessed. "My mom would make me read for 15 minutes before school in Lanceville. It was my mom saying to my sister, 'Find her a book she'll like.' The Bobbsey twins did it and then she was hooked on books." As a teenager, van der Vlut drew charcoal portraits and wrote mysteries, a precursor of things to come. She enrolled in Malaspina College, the predecessor to Vancouver Island University, and spent 2 years in a program she had doubts about from the start. "I didn't want to be a legal assistant," conceded van der Vlut. She later worked 1 year for a defense lawyer, but thought better of the other side and wound up spending 13 years working in the prosecutor's office, 12 with Nanaimo Crown Council and 1 in Victoria, and another 10 years later in the office of the police complaint commissioner. She also worked in another ministry, the Office of Legislative Counsel, for 3 years before ending that part of her career. "I would consolidate and proofread regulations," van der Vlut said. It all formed some of the basis and inspiration for her novels. "I started writing when I was 25, van der Vlut added. "I wrote for 10 years. I had some short stories published during that time. Under the pseudonym J.C. Shash, her maiden name, her short mysteries Egyptian Queen, and The Parrot and Wild Mushroom Stuffing were both published in Crime Writers of Canada mystery anthologies. The Unraveling and Dealer's Child were Canadian Book Club Awards finalists. Her illustrations of motorcycles and scooters add another element to her books, including Spy Girls. All in all, it's been a great transition for van der Vlut into this stage of her life. The big thing for me, you go for years in government showing up at 8 a.m. and leaving at 4:30, she pointed out. Van der Vlut has enjoyed the freedom, but still keeps herself on a working schedule as much as possible from force of habit. Drawing on all her experiences, her writing has even earned accolades from the likes of Joe Goldberg, author of the award-winning The Spy Devils thrillers. "He read Spy Girls and, I really am grateful that he took the time," said van der Vlut. Goldberg has been a CIA covert action officer, corporate intelligence director, and an international political campaign consultant. "The other thing that got me is Joe Goldberg said what you write about is not uncommon, political interference and our elections," said van der Vlut. In taking some manuscripts she had left on the shelf for a while, van der Vlut found rewriting was in order. "What struck me was how laws had changed," she said. "When I originally wrote The Unraveling, cannabis was illegal, for example, so I had to change that." World events and her own personal knowledge of all facets of the justice system have become prominent features of her stories. "I took all these things that were happening and wove them into a story," she said. "I said to a friend, 'Why'd I have to write some dark and heavy stuff?" There's definitely an appetite for it among the reading public that van der Vlut is fulfilling. In Spy Girls, a CIA action officer is released from prison, a chief justice is murdered, and the Law Society is scrutinizing character Jade Time's conduct. Her life can't get much worse until she is coerced into finding an elusive double agent. Tangled in lies and political agendas, high-speed chases and more, Jade's life is threatened by a dangerous Hungarian assassin. Vander Vlut also has a podcast, Sam Magazine, a forum where she's interviewed many authors. I started that in COVID, lockdown about 3 years ago, she said. I felt I had to talk to people. Vander Vlut and her husband Ed have lived in Chemainus the last 3 years after several years in Victoria. Ed grew up in Chemainus and works at Country Grocer. The couple has two daughters living in the Vancouver area, Ashley Coulter, 36, who's expecting their first grandchild, and Kara, 33. Vander Vlut is self-published and, it's trying to find your way, she said. She's grateful to Chapters for going above and beyond with her books and photos of her books on its website. Her website at http://www.joannavandervlut.com provides much more information. Each of Vander Vlut's books are available for purchase at Jollity Farm and Cafe in Chemainus, formerly Nick's Cafe.